I'm Alma Meyer with NowHealing.com, and the topic of this instant energy healing is memory loss and improving memory. This is part of the 5-part Clear Mind series. You can listen to this audio alone, or some of them, or all of them, in any order. The Clear Mind series includes mental chatter, mental loops, brain fog, and traumatic memory. So in this audio, we're going to do an instant energetic upgrade for your specific intention for how you would like to improve your memory. Whether it's recalling facts and figures for school, remembering people's names, remembering that great idea you had this morning, remembering what you're supposed to do today, remembering to look at your calendar, look at your to-do list, or age-related memory issues like menopause, Alzheimer's, etc., etc. Any kind of memory issue that you want to improve, I'd like you to find one now. And just choose one intention. If you have multiple intentions, do them separately. Listen again separately for each intention. So I'll give you a few seconds to choose your intention now. And just name it. Don't try to analyze it or create a big, long sentence about it. Just name it quickly in a word or two. Good. And now let's get our before measurement. So zero is it's already on target. It already is manifest. 10 is it's very distant and unmanifest. So find the first number that pops into your awareness and just accept that number and set it aside. We will come back to it soon. And we're going to do our usual preparation to do these energetic alignments. And again, you don't have to know how this works. Just go along with it. If you want more details later, you can always listen to Instant Energy Healing, A Quick Start Guide to Now Healing. But all you need to know for right now is when I say one of the Now Healing commands, and those words are align and disentangle and reintegrate. So when I say one of those words, simply go to your center. Just feel a vertical line up and down the center of your body, or notice it, and just do that for a split second, sort of like pressing a button on your computer. The center is the enter button for your whole body, mind, spirit. And when you go to your center, you are entering these Now Healing commands. You're entering that information to your center. And that activates them. Frequently, I'll say the word now after one of the commands. And that is the perfect time to go to your center on the word now. So let's do it. Align with going to your center, whether you know what you're doing or not. Align with just doing it effectively anyway, now. And bring that thought into your center. Align with shifting energy instantly, now. Go to your center. Align with allowing instant transformation now. Align with allowing instant healing now. Align with allowing your highest expression of your intention now. Align with your infinite self now, so that your infinite self is the one that is doing this work. It's not your personality self. It's your infinite self. Okay, now regarding your specific healing intention, first and foremost, we need to disentangle from your memory issue as a problem. So within your intention, if there's any part of you thinking, I want to let go of this problem, or I want to solve or heal this problem, we're going to disentangle from that now. And I'm not saying that it's not a problem, but the information field of problem is actually itself a problem, no matter what it is. And that is super useful and effective when you're doing now healing on any situation to disentangle from the morphic field of problem now. even if the situation usually upsets you or bothers you, even if you have a medical diagnosis for your memory issue, even if you are defending your problem as real because others are telling you it's all in your head and you have to prove to them that it's real, whatever. Just take a break from all of that while you're listening to this audio. Just set it all aside as a problem. Now. And let's disentangle from the morphic field of memory as a problem now. And disentangle from the morphic field of your memory issue as a problem now. Disentangle from conventional wisdom about memory now. Disentangle from all the theories and ideas about memory, memory as a library, memory as storage in your brain. Disentangle from all of that now. Whether it's true or not, it doesn't matter. We're just not working on that level right now. Disentangle from the morphic field of the thought that memory loss is inevitable. Disentangle from that now. Disentangle from any theories of what causes memory loss, like stress or lack of sleep or lack of nutrients or toxins, drugs, your diet, thyroid problems, hormones, menopause, head injury, aging, etc., etc. Anything that is considered to cause or relate to memory loss, disentangle from that morphic field now. I'm not saying that those things are not true. I'm not saying that they are true. It doesn't matter for our purposes. We're simply disentangling from their morphic fields now. Disentangle from the morphic field of Alzheimer's and forgetting now. Disentangle from the thought that there's something wrong with you if you cannot remember. Disentangle now. Disentangle from fear around not remembering or anger or irritability or resentment or any emotions around not remembering. Disentangle now. Disentangle from memories and the morphic field of when you were annoyed at somebody else for not remembering. Disentangle from all of that now. Disentangle from whether you remember certain things too much and too often. Disentangle now. Disentangle from the thought that you have limited memory storage in your brain. Disentangle and reintegrate now. Disentangle from the thought that your memories are stored in your brain. Disentangle now. That has never been proven in any way, yet we all assume that. But a much better theory proposed by biologist Rupert Sheldrake is that memories are stored as morphic fields, which are not located inside your head. So disentangle from all that and reintegrate now. Disentangle from all assumptions about memory, how much you should remember, what you should forget, what you should not forget. Disentangle and reintegrate now. Be at center in the presence or absence of your memory now. And let's clean out and reorganize the memories that you do have. Whether you're aware of them or not, let's disentangle and reintegrate them now, cleaning out the gunk, the energetic and informational gunk between them. If you have too many memories all crowding each other out, disentangle them from each other and reintegrate them now. Align with being okay with letting go of some memories. You don't need to remember everything. You don't need to have instant recall of everything. So going back to the computer analogy, the analogy of your brain and mind as a computer, and I'm not saying that that is true or not true, but it is an archetype, a morphic field that we can use to our advantage. So we're just going to repair permissions on your memories now. And let's disentangle from any times that you wanted to remember something and couldn't, disentangle from that now and just come to center around that so that that doesn't create negative associations with memories. In fact, let's disentangle from all negative associations with memory now. Let's disentangle from any positive associations around memory also. Disentangle now so that you're not trying to recreate positive memories. Instead, you're allowing flow. Let's disentangle memory and will, because memory and will don't work together in a linear and logical way, in the sense that you cannot will yourself to remember. You cannot will yourself to forget. So disentangle and reintegrate those now. When you want to remember something but you cannot, first tune into its morphic field. Just find the file folder with the information in it and bring it into your center. And now let's do a little bit more work with file folders. Out in front of you is the Now Healing workspace, and that is like a computer screen or a bubble or a box or a container. I'm going to talk about it as a computer screen, but you can perceive it however you like. And this is a morphic field of instant transformation that already exists. And this is where we do energy shifting and information shifting and reprogramming. It's not your imagination. It's not a visualization. It is real. It is a real way to work with energy and information and morphic fields. So out in front of you is the Now Healing workspace. And coming from your center, observing the Now Healing workspace, you're going to create a file folder on that workspace screen. And that file folder is labeled with your healing intention. And we're going to ask Infinite Self to assemble the program, all the bits of information in that file folder of the highest expression of your intention. Assemble it now. And again, you're not going to know what that is on a conscious level, at least on a locally conscious level, and that's okay. So it is all assembled there in that folder, the highest expression of your healing intention. Now you're going to take that file folder and bring it into your center now and activate it now. Good. So let's see where you're at. Let's get an after number. We're not quite done, but let's just see where you're at. The number zero is already manifest. Your intention is already manifest. It's on target. What is your number now? It may have changed. It may not have changed. It may already be at zero. Whatever it is, align it with zero now. Good. Align with wholeness in the presence of your memory now. Align with wholeness in the presence of the state of your memory as it is right now. Align with wholeness in the presence of the state of your memory in its ideal form. Align with that now. Align with allowing these transformations and shifts to continue to unfold in the next few minutes, hours, days, and so on. Align with that now. And remember to notice what has already shifted, because that way you amplify what has already transformed. Enjoy those shifts and align with allowing them to integrate and manifest in your life now and from now on.